The tax bill with an eventual price tag of $2.8 billion passed the House and Senate on strict party line votes, the last bill to be approved. Hull Republican Randy Feenstra said, "Your money belongs to you and not the government."
So if you work from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock each day, it means that from 8 to 9, you're working for the government because that's who gets the money. From 9 to 10, you're working for the government.
The bill cuts income taxes by an average of 10%. Eventually, the deductions taxpayers can claim will soar.
Meaning lower and middle income people will hardly pay tax.
But those really big breaks will only occur if the economy also soars. Democrats like Senator Pam Yoakum of Dubuque warned, don't be duped.
If you want to believe everything the floor manager just said, then I guess you're also going to believe that there might be such a thing as pixie dust.
Republicans said the bill is geared toward the middle class, but Democrats said the biggest breaks go to the wealthiest, who'll see tax cuts of as much as $18,000. Senator Feenstra defended that.
Figured it out, they have a tax liability of nearly $1 million. So $18,000 isn't a very big cut.
Put another way, Democrats said the money millionaires will get back from the tax bill will be more than the raise that public schools will get next year. But Democrats had a more basic complaint about the GOP-controlled two-year General Assembly. Republicans limited the time for debate on controversial bills or, Yoakum said, maneuvered around minority party suggestions.
In the past, this was always called the nuclear option, and it was an option that was seldom, if ever, used.
While the legislature made history with its fetal heartbeat abortion bill, another abortion bill that failed to advance in the Senate earlier was approved in the final days without vetting, which Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson opposed.
That this is a piece of policy legislation that did not even make it out of subcommittee, that is being rammed through on a budget bill tonight.
The bill prevents a woman from suing her doctor for not advising her of medical conditions that could lead her to choose an abortion. Still another anti-abortion measure did not get approved in the end. That would have cut off funding to Planned Parenthood for sex education classes. The governor will now have 30 days to approve or veto all the pieces of a $7.4 billion state budget. Democrats say the spending plan puts much of state government back at the levels of 3 years ago. They say the budget only undoes the damage from this year's budget cuts. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer praised cooperation among Republicans in the House and Senate in spite of the resignation earlier this year of Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix.
We've had distractions that perhaps didn't anticipate when we started.
Legislators go home now to campaign for fall elections. House Majority Leader Chris Hagenow says the GOP has already delivered what voters asked for 2 years ago.
The message the voters sent was clear. They wanted smaller, smarter, and conservative government.
Senate Democratic Leader Janet Peterson said she hopes for a much bluer Iowa Senate next year. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.